Thank you. I'm going to make sure I speak into the microphone here. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Joan. I am going to start with a poem called Hard to Face the Day. And I'll just say that I'm consider myself generally spiritual now, but I was raised Baptist. And not only raised Baptist, yeah, you too? Okay. Not only raised Baptist, but raised Baptist in Alabama. So, but it's sort of how things stick with you. Hard to face the day. I get down to Mavis Staples. The backbone meets metal. My heart sweats as if in church. I called out, well, when the preacher tilted his body at 45 degrees after riffing off James 2:14. He wiped sweat from his brow. Yes, saints. Don't nobody need to prod you to holler from a kept place inside. Might just save me on days when I can't muster and I want to smell the buttery earth. On days I shut my eyes and see only my own self. I put on 99.5. That church boy rhythm might just save me when I ain't got no more come hither or oh father who arts. My might sizzles on a stove. My innocence freezes in an ice block. But Jesus is on the main line. So I sing that chorus with Mavis's contralto. I need that spirit that sweeps up gay church boys. I can't join the ones who went down by their own hand. I have work to do, O Lord, in this unkempt world greased over. This world and dirtied us in its wake. I'm working on a manuscript right now, and I had to cut a poem called Woman. And so I'm going to read that one because I'm very fond of the poem. I'm not happy that I had to cut it. So here we go. Woman. I rip the dress and tear it free. My up is under, my down is cover. I run a marsh to moon the geese, shake my rear, stick my feet in drippy clay, eat fresh earth, greens, cartilage of the tree, mountain smoke. Bees fly into me, bounce back, wings stuck to my shoulder, red smear in my teeth. The whole earth's a drop of water I drink. Still, artists try my likeness on the page. That was a persona poem, and I usually read a lot of persona poems, so I'm happy that I'm not reading a lot of them tonight. But I'm going to read two poems sort of back to back. The first poem is a sonnet love poem / lust poem. That was pretty self-explanatory. But then the second one is called Sifri, and it's about Labby Sifri. I am really into music. It's sort of my saving grace. And I've discovered Labby Sifri, who came up with the song I Got The, which was a big hit in the 1970s. He's a British singer, songwriter, poet, just amazing, interesting person. And Eminem sampled the song in the 90s, and it had a resurgence. And then I also mentioned Melvin Dixon and Christopher Gilbert in the poem, who are two black poets. And I think the reason why they make it into the poem is because I feel like I love their work, and I feel like I would be a different person if I knew their work when I was younger. Hookup. Who knows the source of your righteous shine? Whatever, I fucks with the light. Friday night I gave you head. What's more, I sip the orange cream aura that orbits your body while Archer streams. Prone, you invite me to lie, flip your behind over where I smooth my hand. You're a rumble, a rabble, disjointed soul on a human dog bed. Some days, I am dirge, walking parks half-baked, undone. You pack the light, you pack and light the bowl for my sake. You, parable in motion, parable with crumbles of Keith and his rug. I should have delivered food to the encampment, visited my neighbor in jail. I've just been stuck, heaven on my mind, while the shallowness sits at center of my life. Sifri. I got the here with me, naming this one for another black poet I never knew, a Dixon, a Gilbert. Now that I've found you, something deepens inside. The snow at my door is voiceless. The air this time of year crackles through my thermals. Yes, I got the blues, and anything else collects on the cuff of my pants. I got the beat, lines for Sifri. Maybe the start of a song, though I don't have the acumen to compose on treble clef. How about these words? I pulverize flour, roll it up, wonder if my ancestors got this high. 20 years from now, my heart turns diamond from the pressure. I'll harness my tears to voltage. Then I won't ask dumbass questions like, why does it feel like this to be lonely? I know how late I came out, years I reasoned myself away from the man with eyes trained on me. When I come down, my nerves steady. I don't want to smash my valuables anymore. I've got the night with me, here, and she writhes with frost, full of broke bottle sprinkles and fall apart paper. Immense black I crawl into until the lemon punch of morning. And this is my last poem that I'll read. You can't see because I don't have like it projected behind me, but it is a prose poem and it's in two sections. In the second section, there's gonna be sort of a lag because there's an epigraph. It's a quote from the Bible that starts off the second section. Oh, and also I should say this is part of a longer series. There's a character called Diva. And her name is Chenille O'Day, but most of the time in the poems I call her Diva. Divaless. One. Those mansion pillars toppled. Back gate padlock smashed. Graffiti artists hellbent leave 2, 4, 6 mud prints on the bathroom tile. Tag grand mirrors with devil horns. Imagine the pansy rot. Iris blood spilling purple over raised flower beds. Olympic-sized swimming pool, an estate big enough to drive Nick Cage to envy. Who comes back to this place? And who roosts? The ghost of Elvis strutting the lanai? Lena Horne staring through the transom into the basement bar, nothing there but dusty bottom shelf. We want the glamour, not the pathos attached. All those colors she is. A pearlescent gown, gold teeth, not the thinning bank account offshore. Still adorned while estranged from child, missing a mother buried in the South, she left 3 minks in the closet. Thieves won't find vestige of her most crucial breakdown. She smeared lipstick on a marble tile, turned it over, tamped it down. 2. The lilies of the field toil not. neither do they spin. Even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew 6:28-29. In the UP National Park, a flock of blue jays, so many I resigned count, lit the branches overhead and the grounds. I watched, silent, afraid my next step could scare them on. None of these arrayed, I must amend. When a queen attaches lashes, dons a Juliet cap, slinks the floor as she sparkles, I must amend, Lord, and offer as evidence the garment I hold. Yesterday, matte black, until I looked closer and saw dragon scales. Thank you.